Easter evening. In the haze of cold April, when the birds draw their necks deep into their bodies on the electric wire, like a string of dead lights, when last year's locust shells are dried of their tissues and shift in the grasses of the riverbank, rye and blue stem and reddened cordgrass, three floras braided, then loosened, then snapping in the wind like a promise given and taken back. It's at this moment, parked by the river, that ice blooms shattered asters across the windshield like eyes pried open. The clear glass, a starved sheet of mind with something finally written on it by that anonymous finger. But then it's gone. And I know this is how it is for us. We are told things, but they melt away. And when the words go, or when we know instruction was never there, a great absence comes like a sky, with all its living creatures huddled against the part of us, split open at the tip by weather or desire. The garden we rake and rake again until there's nothing left but the waiting. This is what we ask the dead God to rise into. But it isn't the right request, and he grows quieter than the silence he already kept. As when a man decides to leave a woman, decides this is the only thing that can be done to save both. In this way, we are told, it is over.